Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
To buy his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great light.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea asunder.
Love endures forever.
And brought Israel through the midst of it.
His love endures forever.
But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His love endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down great kings.
His love endures forever.
And killed mighty kings.
His love endures forever.
Sihon, the king of Amorites.
His love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His love endures forever.
And gave their land as an inheritance.
His love endures forever.
An inheritance to his servant Israel.
His love endures forever.
He remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
He gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures forever.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was waste and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning one day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth put forth grass, herbs, yielding seed, and fruit trees, bearing fruit after their kind. Herein is the seed thereof upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, herbs, yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit, wherein is the seed thereof after their kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
Genesis 1:14 through 23. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them to the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and rule over the earth. And God said, "Let the waters swarm and swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." And God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moved, every with the water swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and morning a fifth day.
Genesis 1, 24 through 31, Genesis 2, 1 through 3. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after their kind." And it was so. And God made the beasts of earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And God let them have a domain over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have a domain over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed, which is upon the face of all of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit on a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for food. And to every beast on the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given you every green herb for food, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And the heavens and the earth were finished. All the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work which he made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
exalted on high, and I will praise him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise his name.
Invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things are created by him, and for him he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Hey, thank you very much. Fantastic job, children. I enjoyed that so much. Really inspired my faith, and I feel closer to the Lord because of that. And all your good singing. Keep those songs in your heart, will you? Hey, Jake Brewer, could you come up for a minute? Jake, do you want to tell us what happened a couple weeks ago? If you just talk a little bit. You want me to tell? Okay. Jake prayed. Stay here, Jake. Come on, get a flyer. Jake prayed to receive Christ, and he was very excited about that. He told me and a couple other people and people at the restaurant. And who else? Anybody else? Anybody? Yeah, anybody who listened. All right. Great. We thank the Lord for Jake and his parents. God bless. Thank you, Jake. I wanted to thank Carol and April and Chris and Shelly, and anybody who worked with these children, all the parents who brought them, and grandparents, uncles, friends, aunts, and who prayed for them. Keep praying for them. Keep putting your life into their life, okay? That's going to be the best thing you could do. Love them with the unconditional love of God. Now, Jesus said one thing I want you to hear before we eat. He said, if you know how to give good gifts to children, which you do, how much more will our Father in heaven give to you if you ask Him? And He said, if you ask for God Himself, that is His Holy Spirit, to come into your life. You know, when you turn your life over to God, you look like these children to the Lord. That is, you're one of His precious ones. And He will go from heaven to earth to the cross for you. And certainly He did. So would you please, in your own soul, say, Jesus, be my Lord. Lord, you're risen. Be my Lord and help you follow you. You know, one of the great things about these little ones, they follow the Lord in a simple way. They help each other out. They don't make it complicated. Okay, they hear God's word and they say, yep, let's go do it. This is what we want to do as adults. And I wanted to thank, before we close in a prayer, I wanted to thank everybody who's a teacher in any calling in life. Jesus was called a teacher. And in fact, what I want you to do is, if you're not a teacher throughout the week or on a Wednesday or a Sunday, stand up. Okay, if you're not, stand up, because we want you to clap for the ones who are. Okay. Thank you all. There's some brave standers over there. Don't clap for these ones. Don't clap until I tell you. Hey, Charlie Metzger, stand up. Oh, okay. Never mind. Please be seated. So you see what they did there? Sorry. I'm not going to give you an example. Okay, here we go. But thank you if you've taught these children in any manner. And some of you have taught my children. Thank you. I've sat under about a dozen teachers in this church. Boy, I feel closer to the Lord because of them. Okay, and thank you so much. But we honor you, we respect you, and we appreciate your life. Let's stand and close in prayer. You pray in your soul after me, if you would. Okay, you pray silently, I'll pray aloud. We're going to thank the Lord for the food, too. We're going to go through two lines, one on the far left, one on the far right. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for these praises to you. They were fantastic, Lord, Father, from these children's heart to yours. And we want to be the same way in how we thank you, how we live. And we know we can only do that by saying, Jesus, be my Lord. And whatever problem we have, your forgiveness is there, your help is there. And you're a real Savior to help our real souls. So bless each one here with that closeness to you that you could give, just like you've given it to these children. Help this food to strengthen us. And thank you for all the adults and parents who love these children toward yourself. Bless us with a great week with you. And all God's people said, Amen.